KYUK has begun adding to the web its self-proclaimed world's largest collection of Yupik and Chupik videos. The collection captures glimpses of nearly half a century of life on the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, and for the first time is becoming available to anyone searching the web. Here's more on the story from KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur.
If you want to know how to build a traditional Yupik kayak or fish trap, you've come to the right place. Plus, there are Yupik dances from villages across the YK Delta. And creating a raincoat from seal intestines like in this video. Neva Rivers of Hooper Bay is sitting on a floor strewn with dry brown seagrass. She's using the grass to sew together strips of dried, translucent seal gut.
She's saying that we take care of everything that we're going to use.
John Active has worked for KYUK for 40 years and helped film many of these videos.
When they started talking, we tried to keep quiet so they wouldn't lose their train of thought. Because they're a lost art, they were becoming a lost art, they're a lost art now. I don't know of any elders right now who sew seal intestine raincoats.
Here's another video, this one from KYUK's Waves of Wisdom series, interviewing Yupik elders.
This is Mary Worm from Gangrenak.
We see a laughing elder in her 80s wearing large glasses and a red sweater.
And it's quite funny because she's talking about, you know, when we're young, they tell us, when you get married, I'm not going to get married. And so she's talking about when she was young. And she wasn't going to marry anybody.
She goes on to talk about children not listening to elders when they give them advice. John Active remembers doing this interview with Mary Worm at her home.
I walked into her house, knocked on the door. No answer, so I opened it, and I heard music in the background. There she was sitting in front of the TV set watching Jaws.
That's one of many videos that feature John Active himself, like this New Year's segment from the 1980s.
Burning illegal firewood brings excitement and intrigue during otherwise cold and dreary winters like we have here.
That's me very young, and I'm teaching people downriver here around Bethel how to go steal trees from upriver. Because those upriver Eskimos didn't want us downriver Eskimos to go up and cut their wood.
The best time to gather these clandestine logs is at night, when most everyone is at bingo, church, watching R-rated programs on cable or satellite TV.
The video is from Frostbits. They were small segments used to fill out the half-hour newscast. TV was still new for many people at the time, and the news team used Frostbits to hook people. About 170 KYUK videos are available on the American Archive, a public broadcasting website. KYUK still has almost 3,000 hours of video to add and is raising money to do so. But money is not the only problem. Memory is another. KYUK needs your help. Over the decades, labels were lost, and we don't know who the people are in many of the online videos or where they were filmed, like this video of an elder talking about moose hunting. He says he would store dried food in the bluffs near Gweithluk, where he would sleep when hunting. It was hard work. If you want to help identify people featured in the videos, email KYUK's multimedia director, Katie Basil, at katie@kyuk.org. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.